Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Meg, this is Joe.
What's happening, dude?
Everything is good, man. You tell me. Weekend is here.
I sent over. Hang on a second. Get my earphones in. You there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I sent over a bunch of stuff to Sam today. I sent over product information and a bunch of pictures. I got a bunch more pictures I'm going to finish taking tomorrow. And that'll be it.
All right.
Sent over. Yeah.
Okay. Let me check, Mick. All right. Let me pull up your account. How's your day been?
Oh, man, busy as shit.
Yeah, I can see an email that was sent out. You just asked for the invoices, and that's it. I haven't seen any of the.
No, I sent a. I replied to one of Sam's emails to me.
Okay. Yeah, I got the pictures. I think you sent me some pictures in a document. Is that correct?
Yep, they should be like three or four different emails. Yeah, because I couldn't get all the pictures on one email. Yep, and that's just part of the products. I've got a shitload more that's going to come tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And how's everything going on in the shop?
It's good, man. I'm waiting on one inspection. I get that one inspection, and I'm ready to open.
Really? So,
yeah.
So when are they going to go and come and inspect?
Well, you know what? That's a funny thing. One of some bitches never call you back. So trying to get it scheduled is a little bit difficult. I've called them three times. They failed me on my initial inspection because I didn't have the building number on the building.
Oh.
And I've called them several times, and it's a fire marshal, which they're always dicks. But I've called him several times, and he's never called me back. So I figure I'll hit him again Monday.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll pray that it gets, you pass it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it should pass, no problem, man, because I put the numbers up there, and that was the only thing that might have been an issue, and I didn't even think about that, or I'd have had them up there.
Mm-hmm. And did you had an ADA compliance set up on it? Did you had any kind of compliance with your business name? Or CCPA?
No, because what's a CCPA?
That is the California law and something, if the business is being
set
up. No,
man, I'm in Texas. We don't have to deal with that shit.
Okay, yes. I totally forgot.
Yeah, fuck California.
I'm in California, man.
I know, and that place is fucked, dude.
It is.
All them fucking hell, it ain't going to be much longer. Y'all ain't even going to have no goddamn electricity.
Well, I'll be moving from over here to PA.
Well, y'all should. Y'all should get the hell out of there. I mean,
Texas and everything is,
Texas is very business friendly.
Yes.
And that's why most of your companies are moving to Texas, because Texas is business friendly. We don't have corporate income tax. We don't have any of that shit, man. We don't have income tax, period. But there's no corporate income tax either.
That's good, right? That's good. I'll soon be moving over there.
Well, you'll like it. It's a lot different than California, trust me.
Yeah, I'll be moving over there with a different company, so yes.
Oh, really? Who are you moving over there with? Where are you moving to?
Yeah, they're a different company who I've interviewed with and stuff and all. So they'll be, interested in hiring.
What city?
What was that?
What city?
It's an online business. It doesn't have to be in any kind of city. They're based in Texas, but they told me, I could work from home. But I'll be, coming over there for the interview, for the physical interview.
Well, I'd move out of California just to get away from that goddamn income tax.
It's gonna...
I did some work in California. and they rape you on income tax.
Well, it's in Austin.
Yeah, Austin's, we call Austin the San Francisco of the East.
Oh, what do you call it?
Fucking libtards. We call it the San Francisco of the East. Because you got University of Texas there, and it's just a bunch of fucking libtard kids is all it is.
Uh-huh. Well, they're in Austin.
Yeah, I believe that. That's where most of your tech companies are moving to Austin.
Yeah, but I'll be moving into Houston because, you know, so I could work within the capacity of the business and the company. So I'll be moving over there.
Yeah, Houston's good, man. I live south of Houston, down by Galveston.
I'll be moving.
The only thing, don't actually move into Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to actually live in Houston.
Mm, where should I move then? Give me a suggestion.
Well, so you can move west or you can move south. Is where you or north, you know. Either one of those. You don't want to go east because there's just a lot of refineries and shit out east. But you know, it's one of these things that Houston proper is a pretty bad place. I mean, it's rough. You know.
Uh-huh.
And I know coming from California, you don't carry a gun or anything like that. Shit, everybody here carries guns just because of that. You know. Road
mm-hmm.
rage, I'll put it to you this way, road rage on the highways is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So I'll try to go ahead and move over there, and then we can talk about it.
It's good. I mean, honestly,
mm-hmm.
I love where I live. It's extremely safe, and we don't have crime. You know, a lot of it is because everybody carries guns, so everybody's afraid to commit a crime because they'll get killed by somebody here.
Yeah, everybody has work,
you know?
Right? They're committed with the work.
Yeah.
And the pay grade is good as well.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. You know, the housing market right now is in a crash. And, you know, just because it's fucking Joe Biden's America.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, it's a great place. Property tax is high here, but property tax in California is high too. So,
Well, yeah. I heard the pay grade, the least is like $18 per hour, so that's good. I'm gonna be hired at almost $28 per hour.
Shit, that's cheap, dude.
It is. I know.
Yeah, now, I'll tell you what, honestly, if you get hooked up with one of these oil companies, I don't know your background or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but you're obviously an IT guy, okay,
mm-hmm.
or a designer or some shit, I don't know, but you get hooked up with one of these oil companies, I got a partner of mine who works for one of them, and he's in their counter-cyber-terrorism unit for Shell, and he's banging that about $160 a year.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Money's here.
Why don't you go ahead and talk to him for me?
Well, I don't really talk to him. I say a buddy. Let me put it this way. He's a guy I know from another guy, and I really can't stand the dude. So, I mean, that's the best way to put it. I really cannot stand him. He went to one of these ITT Tech places, and he got hired for Shell right out of there. Yeah, he got hired for Shell right out of that.
Oh. Okay, all right.
So, best thing to do is get relocated and then start looking for work.
Yeah, I will. That's the plan, man. That's the plan.
Because, I mean, hell, my, like myself, you know, of course, I'm a business owner. And the wife, she still works because she carries our insurance. And my wife is a coating engineer, you know, painting engineer, industrial coatings and stuff
uh-huh.
like that.
Uh-huh.
And she makes about $140 a year.
$140 million a year?
140,000.
Oh, 140,000. Oh my God, that's huge, man.
Mhm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we live well within our means.
Mhm.
You know, and so, but you can honestly, you can live really comfortably here. My son-in-law, he's 27 or 28, one of the two. Hell, I don't know. And anyway, he got his master's electrician,
mm-hmm.
and all he does now is there's three companies that are operating their business under his master's license, and he doesn't even work anymore. He just goes and pulls permits and does final inspections and stuff like that. He doesn't even work. And between these three companies, he's making about $470 a year.
Yeah, I have a cousin who's, in truck business, right, you know,
mm-hmm.
driving trucks, driver and everything about it. Well, he's making $360 a year.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
The
opportunity here,
life.
Man. It's not like California, man. California's fucking expensive, and like I know y'all's electricity out there is expensive as hell. My electric bill runs about $150 a month. You know,
$150 a month.
Yeah, I've got a 3-bedroom house. You know.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty big.
Yeah, so. Like I said, it's a different world here.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally fucking hate California. Like I said, I've worked out there. And when I left there, I made sure I took everything I owned, so I had no reason to ever go back.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's, that's something that we can surely go ahead and work on. I will go by your guidance, whatever you have given me at the moment. Because I really want to go ahead and look after, because I'll be married pretty soon. So I need to go ahead and, be focused on what I do.
I'm telling you, man, the money is here. And here's the deal. It's oil money. They got, there's a town west of here called Katy, all right? And
mm-hmm.
that's I-10 that runs out there towards Katy. That's called the Oil Corridor. Every oil company in the world has an office out there, a building out there. We're talking about engineering firms, actual oil companies. Every oil company in the world is there.
Uh-huh.
And, so this is a town built on oil money. Everything around here is supported by oil money. And so when mm-hmm. we get a goddamn idiot like Biden in office that tries to kill the oil industry, it hurts the area. You know,
it does.
And trust me, you get down here and get involved in it, you'll see what I'm talking about, because it's when like under Trump, and I know a lot of people didn't like Trump, but personally myself, he's a dick. But what billionaire isn't a dick? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally understandable, man.
But the dude did more for this country than anybody. I mean, the only person done more for the country is Reagan. And,
so did you hire anyone for the job or no?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got two employees now.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, they're working
mm-hmm.
under, a millionaire, so yeah, they're working good.
Yeah. And so on top of that, I've signed a lease on a second location. And I'm fixing to start the build out on it probably here in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
So,
well, that's good to know. When I come there, I'll probably go and visit you pretty soon.
Yeah, you can give me a holler, man. Like I said, this is not California. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm gonna tell you. This ain't California.
Well,
and
thank you so much for that, man.
There is so much money to be made. Now, I'll put it to you this way. You're only limited by the amount of money you can make by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have a high school education, man. I quit school in the 11th grade. You know, but,
uh-huh.
yeah, no shit. No shit. Yeah. And I've been self-employed since I was 16 years old, man.
Oh shit. Well, you're a lucky guy then, man. Very lucky guy.
Well, one, I just decided that I didn't want to work for anybody because if you're an employee, you're basically a slave. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do what that company tells you to do. Working for yourself, now you ain't got to do that shit.
It is.
You know.
It is, you know.
And you make up, you get down here, you make your contacts, you get in this, that, and the other, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm going to start my own company. Won't you be my client over here on this company?
Yep.
And it happens
yep.
all the time, man. Yeah.
It happens. It happens. It's real.
Yeah.
Well, when I get to California,
like I said,
I'll probably go ahead and give you a visit, and then we can talk about, you know, everything about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's Texas is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And, you know, if you've got ambition and you're not afraid to branch out, which I've never been afraid to branch out, you know. Shit, I decided I was tired of the oil and gas industry and jumped into the marijuana industry.
Uh-huh.
And made a shitload of money doing that and sold out of that. Now I'm down here opening CBD stores. You know? So you just gotta be willing to take chances. Hello? Hello. You there? Hello.